Therefore, leaving the principles and the doctrine of Christ, let us go on and...
You're listening to the Smart Start Now show, where we believe every business should have a smart start, whatever your ethnic background. This podcast will examine the global challenges facing minority entrepreneurs in business. We will tackle the challenges of access to capital, alternative funding sources, and community economic development. I'm your host, Richard Snow. I'm a senior commercial financing professional, national speaker, and a contributor to multiple magazines and newspapers. But above all, an advocate for economic equality through entrepreneurship. I will have the privilege of interviewing minority disruptors and influencers, reshaping this generation's now theory of business. At Smart Start, we hope to educate, inspire, and uplift the global melting pot of entrepreneurs all over the world. So I welcome you to your Smart Start. Welcome to the Smart Start Now Show podcast, where we have the privilege of interviewing today William Frazier. William Frazier is a visionary global trade expert and business development consultant. He has 25 plus years of global on-the-ground experience as a product and service trade coordinator in China. He is responsible for ensuring all Shanghai America Direct import and export company business units, product lines, and he also makes sure that import and export operations are in compliance with China's regulatory requirements that governs the international trade activities. He's established and sustained trade and business development companies with $75+ million in trade service agreements. He's been a public speaker, a lecturer on the Chinese private industries and small medium enterprises. He's been a keynote with the African Chamber of Commerce of Shanghai, a keynote speaker at the Confucius Institute, and he's also spoke on Shanghai Global Influence at Savannah State University. So today I have the honor of welcoming William Frazier to the Smart Start Now community and podcast. Thank you for joining us, William.
Thank you for having me, Brother Snow. Thank you very much.
Excellent. So we want to really look at what is the import and export industry. Give us an overview of what you do on a day-to-day basis and how does that transition into capital and actually prosperity for other entrepreneurs who are looking to get into this field.
Okay, on a day-to-day basis, what we do is we work in twofold. We help companies that want to do business in China, but they do not have an interest to relocate an operation here. They need someone to handle their projects from the concept to the development to the testing to the export aspect of it. So we have a lot of businesses doing that part. And we also have a lot of companies here in China that's looking for a lot of trade partners throughout the world, people who want to develop a business relationship with China. And that's pretty much what we cover, not just in the product section, but also in the trade and service area as well.
Excellent. Now, as an African-American brother, how did you become interested in conducting business in China? How did that take place? That's interesting. That's an interesting dynamic.
Well, actually, my interest in China came as a result of a study abroad program. When I was a graduate student at Savannah State, working on my master's in urban studies. That's when I first came here to do my research on China as far as urban planning. And it was not until I came back and started studying for my PhD program when I got an opportunity to learn about how to do business in China. And that's what started the whole process. And I was looking at way back in 2005. So you look at 15 years ago when I was presented with an opportunity to work with the same company that I'm with now to learn how to do business in China. And that's where it started at.
And that business has paid off and has been a valuable
experience for you, are there any opportunities for women and men minorities to do business in China? Are there opportunities or trends that we are not focusing on at this time?
There are a lot of opportunities in China for anyone who has an interest in doing it. But it's just not, China's not a country that you could do business on the outside on your own, as well as on the inside. What I mean about that is it may appear easy to people to say, oh, well, I'm going to go to China and I'm going to start doing business. But it's a lot of competition over here that you have to compete with. Not only are you competing with Chinese people, but you're competing with other countries as well to try to find a way to create your own niche market here, or business here. And it's very competitive. It's not a quick fix here. You just can't come here 1 year and think you're going to make a lot of money and do a lot of things and then you're going to leave. It takes a long time and you just basically got to stick it out. And then you reap the benefits of it.
And that's important because that kind of blended into the next question where we begin to talk about some of the barriers to entry in that industry. And you spoke just actually understanding the culture, creating collaborative partnerships in that country. So it's not as simple as you have a product that you want to import or export. You really have to have those collaborations and that foundation set. And that's where a company, a consultant such as yourself comes into play.
Right, right. And another thing that really hinders a lot of people here, they have old ideas, and I can understand about how things have occurred in the past that they tend to lean on that is still occurring right now. And I kind of tell people, and I want to get to the point, is that, you know, a lot of people think China got a lot of cheap products. I mean, if you're looking at compared to having some things made in the U.S. as compared to having things made in China, if you're looking at it that way, yeah, the labor cost in China is cheaper than it is in the U.S. Okay, the labor cost, yes, that is true. But to have something actually manufactured in China is not as cheap as people think it is. Back when I first got into this industry, you would have products that were not up to par, okay? The quality was not there. The expertise, the experience, and the machinery was not up to par. But if you come back now and you look at doing business here, you can see that China is leading the world in innovation with a lot of quality products that's coming out of China. That's due to the labor force becoming more skilled, technology becoming more advanced, and the exchange of knowledge becoming more accessible in one location. And so that makes a big difference on how you look at China for you want to try to develop collaborative partnership. Because it's not like something in the States where you just, okay, I got an agreement and it's done. Here you got to not only create those relationships, you got to be able to maintain them.
Excellent. Now, if I have a Smart Start Now podcast audience member that is interested and starting their own import and export business. Quick overview, what's a step one through step two, step three? What's the first step in that process?
Identifying what product they want to import or export.
Excellent. And when we talk about products, and I had mentioned prior, any type of commodities that we should be focusing on. I know right now in the U.S., there's a big stir around CBD oils, cannabis. There's a big stir around technology. You see a lot of health, wellness, beauty products, you know, for example, somebody cacao beans or, you know, products of that sort to create a product. Is there any particular commodity that we should be focusing on that's the next developing trend?
In China or on a global scale?
On a global scale.
Well, it's always healthcare. Senior healthcare is always a need on a global scale because people do get older. Mm-hmm. That's always a need for that. It's always three main markets, in my opinion. One of them is women. they, you know, women have a lot of products and things that are catered to them. Then another group is children. Children have, you know, education, toys, games. A lot of things are made for children. And then the third group is senior care, senior citizens. You know, they have a lot of things that's geared towards them. So if you're looking at spending money, it's one of those three groups that you should probably focus on initially and then expand in other areas on a global scale. But if you're looking for a niche product, then that's something you have to look for in your particular location that fits your particular market.
Excellent. And how important is it to within this, how important is it within this industry to be present in that country? A lot of times we have a virtual handshake communication in today's world. Is it still old and reserved in the matter that they want to see, they want to be able to interact and engage with you boots on the ground, or are they comfortable with having that exchange virtually, that relationship virtually, as opposed to meeting you first? Is that cultural dynamic a little bit different?
It's important to have face-to-face get-togethers or meetings in China. One of the main ways of doing that is through meals. You know, like in the States, most people say they make business on a golf course.
Right, right.
But here, the deals are made at dinner.
Wow, okay.
That's where the deals are made. You could go in the office and do all the office stuff, you know, sign, you know, whatever you're going to do in the office in the background, but the actual deals are made at dinners.
Excellent. And I was absolutely surprised when I was looking at your bio and your resume, and I saw the African Chamber of Commerce, and I was taken back because it really seems like there's a strong, diverse entrepreneur community in Shanghai, China, that you've truly tapped into. And do you find that to be supportive of your growth, something that's helping you develop more as an entrepreneur, as a professional? And how large is that community over in China? And how can we in the U.S. become more have more of a collaboration between the U.S. diverse markets and the China diverse markets?
Well, that's a good question. What you find here in Shanghai is I kind of look at Shanghai as the United Nations of global business entities, because in Shanghai you have a lot of different countries are located here that's doing businesses. You have a lot of different individuals from around the world are located in Shanghai that's doing businesses. You have a majority of all the embassies are located in Beijing. But in Shanghai, you have a lot of the consulates around the world that are located here in Shanghai. Also, you have a lot of businesses that have offices that are located in Shanghai. They may have an office in Shanghai, but the factories are located in other cities. So that way, you get to interact with a lot of different people from around the world. And since you talk about Africa, you know, China has a great influence in Africa with a lot of development, infrastructure development, and things of that nature in Africa. So you have a lot of students that are here in China studying at universities, a lot of African students in China, that are studying at universities here in China. So to better solidify that relationship they have between Africa and various African countries in China. The problem that I see as far as America, no, and you do have an American Chamber of Commerce, and I'm not going to say these folks don't exist over here. They do. You have a lot of Chamber of Commerce from around the world. But the problem with Black America is that we don't have an organization here in China to represent our business interests. You don't have a Black American Chamber of Commerce in China.
Wow.
So when there's opportunities for businesses to be developed or business deals to be made, you don't have anyone over here to represent our interests.
Wow. So you've highlighted an issue. It looks like we need to work together to try to solve that. We need somebody on the ground to be in support of our interests and have a seat at the table to develop these opportunities. Many times in minority sectors and communities, we don't have that seat at the table. So that's definitely something that needs to be created. And these opportunities shared. This is an amazing interview with you because there's so much information. I've already had a conversation with my associate producer and I stated that we're definitely going to need to do a part two to this interview because there's so much information to unload. Are there any current projects that you're working on that we should know about or be aware of?
Well, I've just completed my first book. It's called the Black American Entrepreneur in China, Connecting Industry and Cultural Differences. I've just completed my first book. And basically what it is about, it talks about my experiences here as far as what is missing when you're looking at for the economic opportunities that Black America is missing when they don't engage with Chinese private industry. We have a lot of trade shows over here that I attend a lot of them, and you don't see anyone from our communities that's over here trying to find out how to develop relationship, business relationship in China. And that's one of the biggest things I'm working on right now. Well, I mean, I completed the book, but the process is getting that information out.
I'll say, Brother Frazier, we're going to close that gap here. So any information, any conventions, any opportunities to create partnerships within China, I would like to stay in constant contact with you, share that information to my audience, develop trips for to take exploratory meetings or trips to China to learn more about these opportunities to take advantage of them. So I think having this conversation is absolutely pertinent. And I want to congratulate you on that book. So when are you releasing the book? When can we find it in Amazon, Barnes & Noble? Tell us more about what's your release date?
Well, we had planned to have the book out this month, and we're in the final phase of designing the book cover and making sure everything is, copyrights and ISBN number and making sure everything for our online ordering, all that, the back house, our best in the back setup, making sure everything is intact before we release it. So hopefully I have the book out this month.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to read it. I need a signed copy so I can sit down, enjoy it, learn from it, become educated, and we can actually, when we do our second interview, really wrap around that topic of your book and share that with our the Smart Start Now audience. So I think that will be absolutely important. Let me ask you a final question. How can people reach you to schedule a consultation?
Oh, well, our website is https://xmftrade.com. That's X-Ray Michael Foxtrot, Tango Romeo Alpha Delta Echo.com. And website is Shanghai America Direct Import Export Company. My email is, you can email me at my personal email, that's Frazier, that's FRAZIERDW at XMF Trade. That's Foxtrot Romeo Alpha Zulu India Echo Romeo Delta Whiskey at XMFTrade.com. Or you can reach me on here, my international number of 404-380-1807. Or you can follow me on my Instagram account. My personal Instagram account is William, all lowercase, W-I-L-L-I-A-M underscore, the letter D, underscore Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
Excellent. And we will have all of this information available online. If you want to get in contact with Mr. Frazier anytime, we'll have that information where you can have one-on-one consultations with him to learn more and go a little bit deeper on the conversation we had here this morning and for you this evening. So I thank you for sharing your knowledge to the Smart Start Now podcast community. It was valuable. I thank you for staying up late. I'm in Shanghai, China, to have this conversation with us. I can't wait for your book. I can't wait to have you back on the show. And I can't wait to really create some conventions or trips where we can bring our audience out to China to take advantage of these business opportunities. So I thank you very much for being a part of this show.
I really appreciate you. And I look forward to continue helping you develop your podcast, your platform, and your audience. And I really appreciate the opportunity that you have inviting me to participate on your show as well.
Thank you, Brother Frazier. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Every week, Smart Start Now will share the entrepreneurship stories from our global village around the world. To learn more information on Smart Start Now, go to www.smartstartnow.net to listen to past episodes or just learn about our future initiatives. Once again, we thank you for listening to Smart Start Now.